Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice International Film Festival. I'm here with James Norton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lead actor of Nowhere Special by Umberto Pasolini in the Orizzonte section is a fantastic film, devastatingly emotional. And it's the story of this young father who is terminally sick and is looking for a new family for his kid. So all the film is based on the relationship between you and your son, which is a four-year-old fantastic little actor. Mm-hmm. The first question is, which was your first fear when you read the script in order to be able to play that part in that way?
I mean, there were a few challenges. Me particularly, there were small but significant challenges, like the accent and, obviously finding any character is in itself a challenge, one which most actors relish. I think the biggest challenge, obstacle, was the relationship with Daniel, because we knew that we were casting a child who wasn't an actor. The way they auditioned the children was that they sent an open audition out, so Daniel had never been on a film set before, he had never acted before, he'd never done any theatre. I don't think he'd been to the theatre. It's kind of crazy to think that. We were aware and mindful of the fact that that could have gone two ways, you know, and it was a huge risk. Mm-hmm. And I think Roberto would agree, we were incredibly lucky because the challenge didn't rear its head at all. It was a complete joy and privilege to behold him, to watch him kind of learn and understand the craft. But yeah, as I say, it was a risk. It could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
The film could have been a disaster.
Which is not, actually. No, so we're happy about that. The film is also not at all melodramatic, not at all like too pushy in terms of making you cry or making you sad as an audience. So it's very delicate, it's very intimate. Mm-hmm. It works a lot on your character's inner feelings without himself having to spoke them out.
Yeah.
This was a big challenge too, I believe, in order to convey those feelings without saying them.
What's difficult for an actor is you want to be allowed to, you know, you want to be let free. You want to be able to, to a point, you want to demonstrate the inner life of the character, because it's this constant kind of conversation in your head, how much you trust the audience to come with you on the journey. And the great filmmakers, great storytellers like Roberto, they trust the audience. They give them the benefit of the doubt, and they know that they will, you know, make an enormous number of decisions on their own back. Some filmmakers love to demonstrate and big signposts.
Yeah.
What was interesting, the filming of this particular movie, was that every scene, I would often give him an option of a very demonstrative emotional performance, partly because as the actor I just wanted to know that I'd done it.
Yeah, show it.
Yeah, and every time I did it, I could see Roberto behind the camera and he'd just be like, like this. And then every time we would do a more contained performance, and of course every time it fit. What was amazing as well was the way Daniel, without really... We don't really know how he managed to find this, but he found the same quality, that kind of inner life, the very personal, private, emotional journey, but it was all contained, and you see it in his eyes. It was weird.
Actually, it's nearly not human, that kid, you know. It's beyond imagination.
Yeah.
Actually, the film is very, as I said, very intimate, it's very slow, very calm. Mm-hmm. Terms of filmmaking, and it grabs you by the heart from the very beginning on. It's just getting worse and worse in terms of emotional. And was it like this for you too while shooting, while you were creating the character? Was it going deeper and deeper?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you know, you hope during the process of a film that, you know, the experience, you have to love the character, you have to love the people you're working with, and particularly your co-stars like Daniel. And there's always an emotional journey. Often it happens off camera, and it's about the kind of, you know, the crew and the sort of experience of being there on set. But sometimes when you have them both, and the experience of making the movie and the experience of the character kind of combine, and it becomes something very special. And that's kind of why I think most people do this job, for those magic moments. And it's not every movie that happens, and this was definitely one of, if not the most emotional journey of my life, because you know, I'm the same age as the character. I haven't got a son, but I hope to have children one day. I have a nephew. I see my friends and my family members who have children the same age as Michael. And it was just so beautifully written. It was so poignant, so personal. I couldn't help but find myself being taken into John's life in a big way. And so by the end, the scene when I was I'm reading the book to Daniel and to Michael, preparing this young boy for death, I was desperately trying not to cry. It was like choking up. It was horrible. It was so
We were crying. The audience was crying. So
same. It was really emotional.
We were with you on that.
Yeah, yeah. Hi.
So thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot to James Norton from the film Nowhere Special, which is a very special film, actually.
Thank you very much.
From the Orizzonte section at the Venice Festival, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.